Welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. So I said that with great enthusiasm, but I'm actually coming to you today in a place of real kind of raw honesty. I have never been in my time blogging and all through my coaching life, one of these people who tries to claim that they're happy and excited all of the time and that they always have the answers and that they have everything figured out, because I certainly don't. And some days it feels like that more than others. And for the last few days, I've been in kind of a slump. So I wanted to share with you this process that I did, one, because it kind of shows a value of one of my pet practices. But the other, it's kind of a follow-up to last week, and that knowing your seasons, the seasons of your life and seasons of your body and just the cycles that we go through. So as I sat down this morning to journal, to sort through what kind of mood I was in, I'm not angry. I have a few worries, if I'm honest. I'm not upset with anyone. There hasn't been anything bad that's happened recently. on paper, one could argue that life is really, really good. And I think that's when we most get down on ourselves or get frustrated, because we look on paper, as I call it, or we look and we say, look, I have more than a roof over my head, right? I have a beautiful home, more than one. I have a job that I absolutely love. I have clients that I love. I have a family that supports me. I have all of these things. Oh, and I have my health. But I still get up some days and don't feel fabulous. And I try to figure out what it is, what it's about. Why is there kind of a cloud hanging over me? Excuse me. And I find it's easier to do that journaling, because if I don't get thoughts out on paper, or if I don't talk them through, I just circulate the same thoughts over and over and over again. When I write in my journal, as I put a thought down, as it becomes a real thing on a piece of paper, I can look at it, and as soon as it's out, I'm like, no, that's not right. You know, if I were to sit down and write, I'm just so frustrated, be like, well, no, it's not frustration I'm feeling. And you can do some of this verbally. You can go through your mind and then you can say, okay, am I mad at anybody? Or did somebody do something? Did I read something that upset me today? What is causing this? What external or internal forces are causing the way that I'm feeling? So I sit down with my journal and I'm having trouble getting stuff out. And when in doubt, just write. Just write. And if it's garbage, it's garbage. But if you get out five ideas and discover that's not what it is, you're one step closer to figuring out what the heck is going on. Because when you figure it out, you can decide, is it true? Are the thoughts that I'm thinking actually true? Or is there some strange influence that's coloring them? You can question them, you can work on them, and you can decide. Because the goal isn't to be happy all of the time. The goal is to be aware of your feelings and to own your feelings, just like we want to own our health. So there may be days when I am down, when I do feel sad about something that's happened, when I want to take the time to grieve that or mourn that. And that's okay. If that's being done in an intentional way, you create the space, you take the time, you do that work, as we say in the business. But on a day like today, when I can't figure out what the heck is going on in my brain, that's kind of taken a life of its own, the journaling really tends to help. So as I was kind of struggling with this and going back and forth and trying out a bunch of thoughts, I got the idea that I would kind of flip back through my journal. And because of the cycles of nature, because of the cycles of business, and so many other aspects of our life, I went back to a year ago in my journal. And I was writing the very same things. And part of me was relieved, like, okay, I guess this happens. This is part of the cycle that I go through. Part of me was like, oh, I still don't have this fixed. Nope, I don't. And that's okay. But what I learned from reading through that, just the simple thing is that, yes, that happened. And it went away and I got through it, because the whole rest of the time after that, I didn't feel like this. Or if I did, it was sporadic. But that those feelings were transient. They didn't persist. They weren't who I am. They were simply things that I was thinking and feeling at this moment in time, and also at that moment in time. So as I read through and I looked at some of the things that naturally cycle this time of year, I find that, guess what? I seem to have this sort of February slump. Now, I wasn't expecting it, maybe. In my notes from last year, it was, you know, cold weather. I couldn't get outside. It was very difficult to spend time doing things. That's a different situation this year. So the first thing I'm going to do to remedy this is get some fresh air, get outside, get the sunlight on my face. But somehow being able to look back at that, seeing that, yep, I had that experience already, been there, done that. And it passed. Because as I look through subsequent entries from days on, they're very different. Now, there was a couple of details that I picked up on that I'm going to examine again today. And one of the comments from last year was, gosh, when I don't have a goal, the wheels come off. And I looked and I thought, okay, what are my goals right now? Do I have any very active things that I'm working towards? Well, I do. I do have some projects. I do have some bigger things that I'm working towards. But right now I realized I haven't broken down and had bite-sized goals, things that I can accomplish today or this week or by the end of the month. And for me, that gives me a very strong sense of purpose. So I learned from last year's entries that clarity is really a key for me. That if I don't have the goals, and I look back and I know what happened. I set great goals at the beginning of the year, and I accomplished most of them. And I've gotten through most of them, and I didn't go through that process again. And I changed tasks and specific goals and objectives, got kind of cleared away and taken the place of projects, which I haven't defined clearly enough. I haven't gotten the clarity on these projects so I can take the action, so I can feel the accomplishment, so I can have the sense of purpose, so I can know exactly what I want to do when I sit down at this desk, or exactly what I want to do when I take a day off. So clarity is the key, and that may be something that you've heard many times over. But I welcome you to a couple of things. One, when you feel kind of stuck, when you're not sure, go back and look in your journals. Look and see if you can find evidence that you've been through this before, that you've come out the other side, and are there any clues and what helped shake it loose? And that wisdom is from yourself. And that's the best source of wisdom, because you know it's going to be on target. You know it's going to be something that you can learn from. It'll either still resonate, or you'll recognize how far you've come or what changes you've made in your life. Now, you know journaling is a pet practice of mine. If you have any questions about it, if you want some help with it, by all means, reach out. But take some time. Figure out why you're in a mood. If it's not correlating with what's going on in your life, use the tools you have available. Talk to somebody, talk it through, write it down, journal it, and find clarity so that you can live with, and experience the feelings that you want to experience. So I hope this has been helpful. It's my little plug for clarity. It's my letting you know I'm in it with you out there. I don't have all the answers, and I get a real good reminder of that sometimes. And I wanted to share that with you too, because I know it can be discouraging sometimes. So in the meantime, until next week, go out there and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.